special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Man, oh man, what do we got this week? We got the U.S. Open. What a crazy golf course these guys are attempting to go battle, and they're getting crushed out there, man. It's insane. Four guys under par, and the leader at four under. This is not your average, everyday, ordinary place, people. This is extremely difficult golfing conditions, and the U.S. Open is delivering something for us, so this is Sunday, man. That's what you do on Father's Day Sunday. You watch the U.S. Open, and you just hang out with the family, and you have a good old time. That's what you do. Speaking of good old time, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals have been absolutely insano and crazy stuff happening. Great games, unbelievable play, guys just fighting and clawing and scrapping for everything they possibly can. And then you think about the NBA Finals, similar situation. Crazy, crazy stuff happening. Not sure if I got Mike Wilson yet, but we will have him on the other side, so I'm excited about that.
I'm here.
We'll have our professor of sports on the other side as well, brother. So looking forward to that, man. A quick thought from you, and then let's take a break.
Quick thought from me is simply College World Series. Beavers win their first game. They play today. Let's go, Beavs. Let's get that fourth national championship, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, that's happening as well, too. So a lot happening in the sports world, man. We're here to guide you through it. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That would mean Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, by the way, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of the real, we've got the real John Poulter, who you can get at 12 John Poulter on that X thing. And obviously, we're going to talk some NHL hockey. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Man, oh, man. I'm doing great, actually. Obviously, it's a Father's Day weekend. The U.S. Open is going on behind me, but sports are just awesome right now. And this NHL Stanley Cup Finals has been pretty magnificent. I think last night was probably the most lopsided game that we've seen, in the sense of I never really felt like Florida was being threatened. I felt like they obviously controlled that game for the most part. But this has been an unbelievable Stanley Cup Finals, and again, you know, I'm going to go back to something I said last week. It's almost like a continuation from the year before. So it's been a lot of fun to watch, John. It really has.
It has. Edmonton have developed some terrible habits, and that is digging huge holes in the first period. And in only one game where they've done that, have they been able to pull it out in the end, which was that overtime win in Game 4, where they got down 3-0 early, tied the game, went ahead, let it get tied, and then scored in overtime. But Florida has basically taken over this series in Game 5A from the obvious standpoint of being up 3-2 with 2 to play in the next game in Florida. But Edmonton's strength is passing and skating. Florida has forced the game to the boards, which has taken away the passing and the skating, and when the game gets to the boards, Florida is the team that's dominant, and that's what's doing it for them. I really don't feel they were in any danger at all last night. After they went up 2-0, I was pretty much, you know, resigned to the fact that they were going to go down on Saturday night. I just never thought they had a chance to get in, and then they got a goal, and then as Florida has done throughout the series, whenever Edmonton's got back into it, they've responded and ended up with another lopsided win.
Yeah, pretty crazy game. Mike, jump on in.
Hey, man. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
You know, hey, you know, I'm rooting for that Oilers team, but you are exactly right with the comment on the bad habits and all that kind of tomfoolery that they seem to get themselves into with this. Let me kind of look into the future a little bit here with you and just simply ask, if Florida wins this, you know, they're up three games to two, going back to their barn to finish this up possibly in the off season. What's going to be the goal for Edmonton, because they've come close the last couple of years, and let's just kind of prognosticate that they don't get it done this year as well. What's going to be their mindset as an organization moving forward? Are they going to want to make slight changes, kind of tweak things, or I don't think there's going to be like an overhaul or anything like that. But what's going to be their mindset going into next season?
Well, I don't think there's going to be major changes either, Mike, because they've got some good young superstar players, many of whom are signed to long-term, locked-in, big-dollar contracts. So some of those contracts they won't want to move. Some of those contracts they will be unable to move. So I don't think we're looking at any of the big boys moving, but I can see some of the moving parts being moved, and I'm looking at players like Evander Kane, who just seems to get himself into all kinds of trouble every game with a silly penalty, most often early in the game, and most often a penalty that costs his team. I can see them making some changes defensively, and I can see them trying to shore up the goaltending. And I say that not from the standpoint that I think either goaltender has played badly for Edmonton. I just don't think that with the style that Edmonton plays, and we've kind of talked about this before, that Edmonton is a run-and-gun team. To do that, you need a guy that's going to stand on that goal line, and he's going to stand on his head, and if you're down 1-0, he's going to make sure you don't go down 2-0. With due respect to Pickard and to Skinner, I don't think either of the Edmonton goalies are that quality of goalie. They need somebody like a Bobrovsky, or they need somebody like a Ken Dryden. They need somebody like a Grant Fuhr. They have to try and shore up the goaltending, maybe not with two number ones or two number one A's. I think they have to try and shore it up with a very strong top-flight goaltender and a good quality backup that can maybe play 20 games a year. But you can't get to the sixth game of the Stanley Cup Final and not really know who your number one goaltender is. They've tried both of them. The team has struggled with both of them, and I think they're going to have to fix that. But they're like the Leafs in the standpoint that their biggest problem is this team is not built for the playoffs. This is built for the regular season. This is a team that's built for a lot of scoring, and in the playoffs we know that that's not the way it usually goes. And the other problem that Edmonton has in trying to shore up their goaltending will be their cap issues. Because of all these superstars making big dollars for long term, they're locked in to the cap for a long, long time. They're going to have to use the cap increase each year and hope that it goes up significantly each year to try and bridge that goaltending problem. If they could get themselves a solid number one goaltender like a Grant Fuhr, like a Ken Dryden, like a Bobrovsky, I think this team could win. But right now, I just don't think they're structured properly.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Edmonton trailing now 3-2, heading back to Florida for a potential closing game series, closing the series out with that game to be able to win in six on their home ice. I think that's ultimately that's what you're shooting for. I mean, I'll be honest with you. They got the opportunity. It's right in front of them. How does Edmonton get this thing back to a game seven, John? I mean, ultimately, I feel like their spirits have kind of got to be a little bit crushed when you think about how they got to game five, where they won an amazing, crazy game four. They like you said, they get behind. They gave up three goals that game to start the game. Somehow, some way, they figure out a way to
to knot that thing up. That then Florida battles back. They score the goal with 19.5 seconds left. Then Edmonton winds up figuring out a way to get that thing done, right, in overtime. Then you go back to your home ice where you feel like the momentum is swung. Then you lay a dud. Is there any way in hell they go to Florida and figure out a way to bring it back to Edmonton one more time, John?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, we talked about the Leafs when the Leafs had lost three straight games to the Florida Panthers after being up 2-0, and they went into Florida in Game 6 and played a terrific road game and brought it back for Game 7 and then laid another egg. So there's no reason that Edmonton can't do that either. Two things that sort of jump out at me here, Andy, is that, number one, this has been a series where there really hasn't been any momentum. You know, we've seen close games, then we've seen a blowout. We've seen a team go down by a bunch and come back and win in overtime. We've seen another blowout. We've seen Florida not play all that well at home. Both teams finished third. So Florida has started every series this year on the road. That means they played 15 playoff games on the road and only 9 at home. At home, they're 5-4. The next game is in Florida. So maybe Edmonton takes a little bit of comfort from that Florida is maybe an easier target when they're at home in Florida, because when they're on the road, they're 10-5. That's a pretty outstanding number when you think about that many road wins in a Stanley Cup season.
And I think they got to figure out a way to not let them score two or three damn goals in the first period and be trailing so far behind, because it just puts your team at such a disadvantage, John. It's crazy. And the one thing I noticed last night, they were unable to capitalize on the power play as much as they've been. So that was something to kind of think about as well. They got to get better on the power play. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll shift gears and we'll talk some Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll all be right back on the other side here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. You can get at him at 12, John Poulter, on that X thing. Fellas, I'm going to run through the Major League Baseball divisions, as I always do, and then we will dissect what I say. Looking at the American League East right away, it's been fun to watch in the sense of who's in second place, to be honest with you, because the Yankees have been on top the whole way. A 4.5 game lead right now over two teams, Tampa Bay Rays and your Toronto Blue Jays. Boston Red Sox 7.5 behind, and Baltimore, let's not even think about it anymore. They're 13 out, so they're done. Let's just call it what it is. But the Yankees are getting some resistance at the top from the Rays and the Jays. That kind of rhymes. I didn't even realize it. But, hey, they're getting a little bit of resistance, some pushback from them, so that's good to see that. Maybe that'll keep the Yankees on their toes throughout the whole season. We'll find out. Detroit still doing what they do. They've opened this thing up now, John. I mean, they've got a 9-game lead over the Twins, so they're starting to give themselves some separation. And you know, I'm going to keep asking you each and every week about how good or bad they might be, and if we are sleeping on them a little bit. But Houston starting to pull away now. They're a little bit in the West as well. They've got a 4.5 game lead over Mike's Seattle Mariners, and the Rangers 5.5 back, and the Angels aren't kind of out of this thing yet. They're only 6.5 back, so I guess that's a somewhat fun race to be watching at this moment in time, but I do think Houston will probably wind up pulling away. The Mets on top in the National League East right now, and this has been interesting to watch to a certain degree because they keep getting that lead, and then Philly keeps kind of knocking it down a little bit. And then you look in the rearview mirror, and you see the Atlanta Braves, who really just haven't been able to figure this thing out. Every time they start, you start to think they win a few in a row, like they're on a 3-game win streak. They'll probably follow that up with a 3- or 4-game losing streak. So hard to trust them right now, and it looks like that's going to be a 2-team race between the Mets and the Phillies. Now you go to the Central, where it's a 5.5 game lead for another one of Mike's teams, the Cubs. I mean, I don't know how many teams this guy's got, but he's got a lot of teams. So Mike's team's got a 5.5 game lead over my Milwaukee Brewers. The Cardinals are right there 6 games behind, and the Brewers and the Cardinals are in a series right now, so that's somewhat meaningful. I think they're smoke and mirrors, man, and I'm interested to hear what you got to say about that, John. But I like you said, I'm kind of been watching them as of late, and I don't know if the teams that they're beating are all that impressive to me. So we'll find out what that all means, obviously, as the season keeps continuing to progress. And now we get to the National League West, where it hits near and dear to us because, obviously, we watch the Arizona Diamondbacks because they're in our backyard. They're in fourth place. two games over 500, 6.5 back of the Dodgers. San Francisco right there, a game back. The Padres, three games back. Probably a better race than I think that we could have expected in this division, because the Dodgers, we all look at them as just such a great baseball team. But a couple interesting things here. So the Detroit Tigers are still the best team in all of baseball with the most wins. The Mets are right there. Like, don't get me wrong, they're neck and neck. But I also notice how this National League West continues, in my opinion, to have the best baseball being played, John. So a lot to take in there. Some of your thoughts.
Well, I got to agree with you on the Tigers. You know, that one of the big things I look at is records against teams that are 500 or better and how that works out into each team's schedule. If I look at the Tigers, as we talked this morning, the Tigers have played 42 games against teams over 500. They're 24-18. That's a .571 percentage. That's the best percentage of any team in Major League Baseball against the other good teams. So that just supports the fact that they're doing this the right way, and that nine-game lead is not a mirage. It's a true lead. They've played 30 games against teams under 500, and they're dominating those teams at 22-8. So they're doing it on both sides of good and bad. They're in a division which, other than the White Sox, the other three teams, Cleveland, Kansas City, and Minnesota, are all very competitive. They're all going to beat up on each other. That's got to help the Tigers. So I think the Tigers are probably in great shape. They're legitimately in first place a quarter of the way through the season. I don't see any reason, unless somebody big gets hurt, like if Scooble goes down or somebody like that, yeah, they're going to be in big trouble. But, you know, what team wouldn't be if an ace like that went down? I think they're a good team. I think that they're consistent. They seem to be avoiding the losing streaks. And, you know, maybe when you got Scooble on your staff, you don't have any five-game losing streaks, because every fifth day you're going to be throwing him out there. So from a Tiger standpoint, I think it's all good news. You brought up the Cubs. We kind of touched on this last week, and I'm not sure I'd qualify it as smoke and mirrors, but they have played 44 games against teams over 500, and they're only 22-22. They're 21-6 against teams under 500. So the Cubs have to continue to win against those lower teams, and they have to continue to keep their head above water against the better teams. The National League West, yeah, quite a surprise, because I think we all thought the Dodgers and the Padres were going to pull away from everybody else. Here are the Diamondbacks, two games above 500, still in fourth place in that division, and the Giants have been a huge surprise. So I think that's been probably the most surprising division of the six, Andy.
Good stuff, John. Go ahead, Mike.
John, and you had just mentioned the San Francisco Giants. What is making them a surprise? Like, I agree with you that, you know, we figured the Dodgers would be the people, you know, the team in the league, in the lead in this division, but what's San Francisco doing to kind of keep them right in the hunt?
I think they're just playing consistent baseball, Mike, and you know, I don't think his personal numbers are tremendously outstanding, but I think adding a guy like Verlander, who has been around, he's been an MVP,
right.
He's thrown a couple of no-hitters. He's a first-ballot Hall of Famer. He's won the World Series a couple of times. I think he's a steadying influence on that team, and I just think everybody else is having a career year. That always helps.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. I'm looking at teams' records away from home. The Yankees, about six games over 500. Detroit, six games over 500. They also obviously are incredibly good at home. You know, you're looking at two of the better teams at home record-wise as well. I'm going to go out on a limb right now, and I think that the way that Detroit is playing, that they have to be considered, John, to be somewhat of a threat. When you look at their record home and away, both are definitely a lot over 500, making them, like you said, in my opinion, at least at this point in the season, and we're basically halfway. We're pretty close. But halfway through the season, I got to put the Detroit Tigers in that mix. And I don't know if it's going to continue or not, but again, at this moment in time, consistency means something. And to me, they're the most consistent team at home, and they're the most consistent team on the road. So we'd be foolish not to be thinking of them as a threat. Am I wrong or what?
No, you're 100% correct. I mean, they're 24-10 at home, 22-16 on the road. You win on the road, you win at home, there's a pretty good chance you're going to end up with a pretty good record at the end of the year. And they do have the benefit of the fact that three of the other four teams in that division are very close. They're going to beat up on each other. And let's forget about the White Sox, because I think we know they're not going anywhere. But the Twins, the Guardians, and the Royals all seem to be interchangeable at this point. And as long as the Tigers can win each series, and that's if I was the Tigers, one of the things I'd be looking at, apart from the consistency, being trying to maintain the consistency that we've talked about, I'd be making sure that I win two out of three in every series against the rest of the teams in my division. I think if I was the Tigers, I think if I could do that, I'd be pretty comfortable I was going to win the division.
You know, and just kind of furthering my thought on looking at the home and away stuff, if the Mets can figure out how to get a little bit better on the road, they might be a serious threat when you think about it. And then, you know, even though I'm saying the Cubs are a little bit of smoke and mirrors, they are winning on the road and at home at a decent clip. So they continue that then I guess, you know, I could change my thought a little bit about them. We'll take a pause for the cause. John, as always, appreciate your time. Have an amazing day.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Great stuff. John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball like nobody's business, man. We love the guy. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to
peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Get at us, man. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on that X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, bro, we haven't spoken about the U.S. Open at all. We're about 40 minutes into the show or so. We will obviously talk about the NBA Finals, which Game 5 will be tomorrow in Oklahoma City. That thing's knotted up 2-2, but it's you know, it's U.S. Open weekend, man. And I'm watching this golf course, bro. And you know, and I know, you and I have gotten out to play golf before. You know, I can play, I can zip it a little bit, but the truth is this golf course, my friend, this is insane. Yeah. This is brutal, bro. If you don't hit the fairway, good freaking luck. And it doesn't matter if you're just off the fairway, if you're deep in the woods, whatever. Good freaking luck. Okay? Cuz you're seeing guys like Scotty who usually just rip things up, right? Well, Scotty's being ripped up. Four guys under par, four dudes. We always see this tournament in a much different light. Like, seriously, not many guys wind up being under par at this tournament. And if they are, it winds up being a really, really low number. And I don't mean low as in like 15. I mean low as in like 1, 2, 3, 4. Which is something we're not accustomed to seeing from these guys on this level, Mike. So this is a brutal golf course, bro.
Oh, it absolutely is. And, you know, the last couple of days I've been watching it and just sitting there just in amazement watching these highly skilled golfers look like the rest of us out on the course. But, you know, I mean, if you're a person like yourself or myself that like to watch golf, that we pay attention to it, you know, at least in my book, Andy, you know, most of my life, and I know, you know, on this Father's Day, it's sit around and watch the Open with Pops, and you know, we'd have our guys that we rooting for. But the one thing we always knew was that the course was going to be tougher than hell, and it was going to challenge your long game, you know, your drives. It was going to challenge second and third shots. How do you get out of the rough? How do you putt? I mean, the putting, holy smokes, man. I mean, this is putting on glass, and just hoping the ball just, you know, stays within, you know, kind of gimme range a little bit for these guys. But they're that rough, man, I'm telling you, you look at it, there's places where, you know, it's long, but man, where they have it cut, it is just, but it's short rough, it is gnarly. Like, that ball just sinks down into that grass, and you need like a weed whacker to get your ball out. From there, I forget who I was watching on Friday, but he was just off the first cut of rough, and he was right by the green, and he chipped it, Andy. The ball maybe went 3 inches and barely got himself out of the gnarly stuff. And I'm sitting there going, I feel your pain, brother. I feel your pain. And it's just, you watch these guys try to navigate this, and I know there's been guys that have been complaining about it, about the toughness of the course. I've seen that. But it's the U.S. frickin' Open. Saddle up, sack up. You know what that means when you get out there on the course, and just to see these guys just trying to survive the round is of in itself just, you know, amazing to watch that, because, you know, people like you, people like me, we'd be 300 over par right now with these kind of conditions type of thing. But it is amazing to watch some of these great players just be humbled by a golf course.
Yeah, Rory at 9 over, just saw him blow the green, just having troubles all over the place. Jordan Spieth, who's been quiet for a while, 6 over par. Sam Burns with a real opportunity, man. I don't know where you're at, but I'm pulling for Sammy today to get it done. And, you know,
me too.
Adam Scott, another guy to kind of just watch, man. He's just so steady, and it's fun to see an older guy like him, you know, out there having some success. And JJ Spaun and Victor Hovland, this will be a fun Sunday, just different names on the top of that leaderboard.
Right.
Hey, I want to bring this up to you because you had mentioned it just before as well. We do have some breaking news this morning. The Grizzlies are trading Desmond Bane to the Magic for Kartavius Caldwell-Pope and Cole Anthony, and then 4 first-round picks. I think this is a great trade for the Magic, my friend. Desmond Bane is a baller, bro. You pair him up with Paolo and the Wagner brothers, right? You give him another guy, Desmond Bane. I think this is a great trade. I know they're giving up 4 first-round picks, but you're getting a quality baller, man. This guy can come in and score 20 points a night for you. Give you great defense, right? Like this to me is, this is a good move for the Orlando Magic. What say you?
No, I do concur with you, my friend, that getting Bane is going to be a major plus for that young Orlando team. Bane is a guy that can ball. He can play defense. He plays great defense. He's a tough guy. Like, I look at him, Andy, as a younger kind of Marcus Smart. He's going to get up in your face. He's going to be an irritant. He's going to be able to score. But when things get a little chippy, he's going to be the first one to be like stepping in between guys going, yeah, you're not touching my guy. Back it up. He's one of those type of players as well to me. And, you know, you look at the first round picks that, the Grizz is going to get back for him. Orlando's a playoff team. So really just really you have to think about how valuable really are those first round picks. Like, you know, you could use those as other draft capital for maybe another deal or something, because like I said, Memphis is always going to be around the playoff picture, if not in the playoff picture, and those first round picks are not going to, you know, be all that valuable. It'd be like getting a first round pick from Boston. Like, it ain't that's not worth really anything, because, you know, how good Boston is. But this, you know, this is a great trade. I agree for Orlando to get an experienced veteran type of guy like this that can play all aspects of the game.
Could wind up being a decent move for the Grizzlies as well, because it does create a little bit more of a balanced roster for them, and it does give them some draft capital to use in the future, so they can either try to add, you know, some players, or they might be able to do it in a different way. And then there's also a little rumor potentially about maybe moving job, which in my opinion might not be such a terrible idea, with the issues that this guy has off the court. We know when he's on the court, he's a hell of a player. Like, don't get me wrong. I love watching him play basketball, but I don't necessarily love watching him off the court. Seems to find trouble a little bit too often, if you ask me. I think the Grizzlies might be
good.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I had seen some things with Ja that he was in this strip club, to put it bluntly, until 5:30 in the morning, and he had a gun on his hip. I mean, this guy, if that's true, and I've seen it in multiple different things, the guy hasn't learned from his mistakes at all, and it might be time to just to move on from him in your opinion, and in my opinion too. I'm with you. I love watching him play, but the off the court stuff, he's a 5 o'clock news guy, and those are chemistry killers. When you got stuff like that going on as well. So we'll see what happens with Ja moving forward, but he needs to clean up his act and realize he's a professional, and he's not some gangster guy that he may think he is, you know, for a guy that grew up in not too bad of a neighborhood and goes to a private school. That doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really scream gangster to me at all. We'll see how it goes moving forward.
Sounds to me like he could be in one of Eminem's sidebars there, where he's talking about people. Anyways, one other thing I want to get in with you before the end of this hour is KD will be on the move, man. He will not be a Phoenix Sun next year, and the more I'm hearing about this, it does sound like Houston could be a really, really good destination. And quite frankly, I got to tell you, man, if the Suns can pull this off, they're gonna put themselves in a position to actually be a team that down the road could be back to being pretty formidable. So I expect something to happen in the next week or so. Before we have the NBA draft, because ultimately you've got to figure out what direction you're going. So Houston is a very good possibility. San Antonio would be another pretty good possibility. Yep. Again, you got to think about assets, and both those squads have a lot of assets that the Suns could pick up on. The other one that I'm hearing is Minnesota, and I'm kind of scratching my head with this one because I think it would add something, but at what kind of a price? Because you're going to have to give up some quality players that you have that have been pretty important to your last couple seasons of making those long runs in the postseason. So I don't know if Minnesota's a real option, but I really like Houston or San Antonio because of all the assets that both those teams have, Mike.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. The Minnesota thing is intriguing, to say the least, to him and Ant together with that, but they don't have the assets that Houston or San Antonio. I think San Antonio would be phenomenal to get there. They got a lot of assets. They got the second pick and the 14th pick in this year's draft. They could throw those in, and you and I both know that Phoenix needs some help, and getting the second pick or the 14th pick would be that help.
Absolutely. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour, baby, because hour number two is on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. He would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, people, a couple few different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, only a couple minutes left in this hour, and then hour number two will be coming at us before we know it. I do want to talk a lot about the NBA Finals. It's 2-2, so going back to Oklahoma City, big game there, game five. That whoever wins this game is winning the series. It just that's the yep. way it's going down. But we'll talk a lot about that. Wouldn't mind talking to you a little bit about NFL stuff. Did you see the latest on Antonio Brown? That doesn't look good.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good. I mean, it's a scary situation, sad situation, however you want to look at it. But ultimately, man, yeah, I wouldn't mind maybe talking a little NFL with you. Want to talk about the NBA Finals with you a little bit. And then obviously we can get back into maybe some US Open stuff and just keep rapping about the sports world here on a Father's Day Sunday. And, you know, it's, you're a father and obviously, I'm a father. It's a special day to kind of just hang out and be with the family a little bit. And obviously we'll rap about the sports world as much as we possibly can here, brother. So anything else on your mind before we get out of here this hour?
Hey, you know, when we're talking NBA in the second hour, let's set aside maybe a little bit of time talking about the Knicks and the way they're going about trying to find their next coach. It just seems just asinine to me.
Yeah, you know, hey, it's getting rid of Tibbs may not have been such a great idea when you really think about it. But players, control a lot of things these days in the sports world. We got to take a break, man. Hour one is in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. On the ice, Stanley Cup Finals action as the series now tied at 2-2. Oilers get an on-the-road W in Florida territory, winning in overtime 5-4 in Game 4. Game 5 back in Edmonton territory. NFL news, as cops in Miami are looking for former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown. Law enforcement seeking to arrest Brown on a charge of attempted murder. The four-time All-Pro was previously traded by the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2019 to the Raiders after 9 seasons. However, Brown never suited up to play for the Raiders as he was released before playing a single game. Major League Baseball action. Rangers get a big on-the-road W against the Twins, 16-3. Mets at home take it over the Nationals by 1-4-3. Rockies win against the Giants, 8-7. Tigers on the road defeated the Orioles, 4-1. Cardinals blank against the Brewers. Brewers at home W, 6-0. Yankees win over the Royals, 1-0. Cubs get a W at home, winning against the Pirates, 3-2. And the Astros blasting off to a win over the White Sox, 4-3. Current standings in the American League, Yankees atop of the East Pack, Tigers at the number one spot in Central, and the Astros currently atop of the pack in the West, out of the National League. Mets take the number one spot in the East, Cubs currently atop of the pack in the Central League, and the Dodgers out of the West leading the pack. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
The Sports Grid Radio Network presents This Date in Sports History.
1991, the NBA Finals. The Chicago Bulls beat the LA Lakers 108-101 in Game 5. It's their first of three straight titles. Michael Jordan is named the series MVP, in his first NBA Finals appearance.
Pippen comes away with it, and the Chicago Bulls have won their first ever NBA championship.
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning! The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. And believe me, people, never at a loss for things to talk about in the sports world. Whether we're talking about the U.S. Open, it's Sunday, and it's crazy because nobody's really ripping up the golf course, and the golf course is ripping them up, which is unusual for professional golfers. We've got NBA Finals to be talking about. It's 2-2 going back to OKC, and you would think that Oklahoma City's in the driver's seat, but you just never know. Thinking about that makes me think about what happened, what I saw last night in the Edmonton and Florida game. Florida regained control of that series, going back home with an opportunity to put things on ice for the season and win that one in six. And then obviously just Major League Baseball is rocking and rolling. And like you said, the College World Series is happening. So tons of things to talk about, my friend. I'm excited. How about you?
I'm excited too. Let's not forget who's back playing. Caitlin Clark yesterday with 32 and put on an absolute show in handing the Liberty their first loss.
She's just different, bro. Like, come on, man. She takes shots from half court and sinks them, okay? She's just different. And you know what? I love that people love to hate her because greatness is something for people that don't understand to hate on. And people hate greatness, and they hate Caitlin Clark and her greatness. We got to take a break, man. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we're coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. I do want to get into the NBA Finals with you a little bit. And
all right,
we'll talk about Game 4, which we just saw happen in Indiana on Friday night. I got a question to ask you, and I just want you to answer it as fair and as honestly as you think you can. And you have absolutely zero idea what I'm going to ask you. So I want the real raw emotions from whatever's on the top of your dome at this point in time this morning. The Thunder win the game 111-104. It reminded me a lot of Game 1, I'm not going to lie. But it was a little different than Game 1. Game 1, if you remember correctly, Oklahoma City was basically up somewhere between, let's say, 7 and 15 points throughout the game.
Right.
Indiana was up basically somewhere between, let's say, 3 and maybe 10 points throughout that game. And they had opportunities to actually get that lead a little bit bigger than what it was. And you know, give credit where credit is due to a certain degree, because Oklahoma City isn't just going to lay down and say, hey, go ahead and beat us. So I give credit to them. But I do want to ask you, this is my question now, because I wanted to build up to it. When you watched that game and how it was being officiated, did you think the calls were even on both sides? Did you think that certain players get more calls than other guys? And did you think that when things really mattered most, somehow, some way, they were able to manufacture calls for guys? Were you seeing what I was seeing, or am I just out on an island on my own? Because I felt like Indiana was playing Oklahoma City and Scott Foster and this officiating crew, which really did them no favors at all in that basketball game. Really, in my humble opinion, giving the majority of questionable calls to the Oklahoma City Thunder. What say you?
Oh, I'm absolutely right there with you, with the officiating. And when I saw Scott Foster, I went, oh crap. This is the guy that's known as the extender. We want this to go six games. We want this to go seven games. All right, let's bring in Scott Foster. And look, I'm not a guy, and I don't know, and I'm pretty sure you're not that guy either, Andy, in terms of, you know, you buy into, oh, this is rigged, or this is, you know, that game was rigged, or that game was rigged, kind of, or the NBA is rigged in general. I don't necessarily buy into that, because the conspiracy and to get to that point where you think it's rigged, you'd have to, you know, really kind of go in deep on that with how many people would have to be in on the script, the rigged part of the everything with the game. But it is something that does make you question the officiating from game four, because I'm seeing fouls being called and I'm like, you let all this physicality go, you know, and all the, through the playoffs, it's been for this league and this era right now, this 2025 playoff season has been physical, a lot more physical than the regular season. And they've been letting stuff go and letting guys play. And then, you know, you see touch fouls, or you see guys, you know, bumping into, you know, they bump, but it's not so egregious where you're like, okay, that's an NBA player. They should be able to get that shot up. They do. And now that's being called. The flagrant foul that was called on Obi Toppin, I'm like, what are we doing? Like that's a hard playoff foul to me. That's not flagrant. And, you know, you're given two shots and then you get the ball back. And then something similar on the other end, you know, it's not getting called a flagrant, or it's not even being called possibly. So, you know, my honest opinion was that OKC, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander were benefiting from calls that, you know, you look at, like I said, you look back at how the playoffs have been called this year. What are we doing? What makes that a foul? But on the other end, it's not a foul. And there were some things where, you know, where I saw the Indiana coach, Rick Carlisle, just going, what do we, like his hands were thrown up. Like, what do you want me to tell my guys to do? To how to defend this? And, you know, and you could tell everybody on Indiana, especially the crowd, was getting a little frustrated. But my honest opinion was, yeah, Scott Foster did what Scott Foster does half the time, and it extends the series and does things where you're left scratching your head, Andy.
You know, you saw a few really interesting calls down the stretch of that game. I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but 8 of the last 12 points that the Oklahoma City Thunder scored were from the free throw line.
Right.
And 2 of them were on plays that the ball hadn't even been inbounded yet. So they got the free throw and they got another possession. The basically what I'm saying in a nutshell is, and again, there's good calls and bad calls throughout a game. We know that, okay? It's more about like when it happens, okay? And when those happened were really bad for the Pacers. And look, I'm not I also have to be fair. You know, the Pacers missed free throws down the stretch big time. You know, they missed 3 of 4 free throws, which would have kept the game a little bit closer and maybe within reach to a certain degree. But the way that things were officiated at the end of that game basically took the ball out of the Pacers' hands for whatever reason. You know, again, I think that they probably could have let those two plays, the inbound plays, they probably could have let them go because of basically what you had said before. The physicality of this series in the first place has been outrageous. So when you make a call like that, it's out of character to a certain degree. And it does make you say, what the hell are we doing right now? Now let's talk about the plays that you alluded to as well. Obi Toppin goes at Caruso and he makes a play on the ball, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And Louis Dort on the other side hits him in the head with his arm, you know, and that wasn't a play on the ball. So it was like really strange how they decided one was a flagrant and one wasn't a flagrant, right? But ultimately, it comes down to the Indiana Pacers turned the ball over way too much, Mike Wilson.
Yep.
If they could turn the ball over 3 to 5 less times a game,
they win.
They'd be winning this series, yeah. And it's so you got to give credit where credit is due. Oklahoma City is giving them fits on defense, and they had. We'll get more into this on the other side because I really hated where they were starting their offense the other day. It was pathetic. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. You got me riled up about this now, so we'll get back into it. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so I was starting to get a little riled up about the NBA Finals, because I'm just seeing certain things happening on different levels. You know, like when for instance, every single time Shai Gilchrist-Alexander has the ball on offense, it seems to me like he always gets the benefit of the doubt on the call, and it always seems like he gets the first bump where he gets to knock somebody completely out of position. And then when they recover, he winds up still being the initiator to the contact, but yet they call the foul on the defender 99% right of the time. Is it just that hard to officiate this guy, or is what he's doing something that we really haven't seen from other players before? I mean, I guess the closest that I can think of, in all honesty, is the way that Michael used to, MJ, obviously, the way that he used to bump into people to create that space and then get his shot off. I think they're similar in the sense of how they go about, you know, going at guys. But I do think that Shai seems to get away with a lot more than, for instance, Tyrese Haliburton. You know, it seemed to me like when Tyrese Haliburton was driving in that game the other night, I think he got hit on every single one of them. I don't think they called more than one or two of them throughout the whole game, and there were several times where you saw him put his hands up like, I got hit, like where is my call? So is it that Shai Gilchrist-Alexander is that difficult to defend, number one, but also for officials to make calls? And then how do these other guys get more calls based on what they do? Because it doesn't seem like the same respect is being given on that basketball court. Another guy that seems like it takes forever for them to call the foul, Miles Turner. Miles Turner gets hit.
Yeah.
And then the shot goes up and it's a brick or whatever. And then the foul, and then the whistle blows. It's bizarre to me, Mike, how things are being officiated. Williams, anytime that guy goes to
Siakam,
the hoop, tosses up garbage, man. Tosses up absolute garbage, and the whistle blows. So I think the lack of consistency on how they're calling the game is more so what's bothering me about this NBA Finals.
No, I absolutely get you, and I understand it, and I don't think it's to me. I don't think SGA is that tough to referee. It's just he's taking advantage of kind of what the rules of the game are a little bit, and it kind of it does put the refs in a sort of a spot where what are you going to call? But I'm telling you, Andy, every time I see SGA take a drive to the basket, he's trying to get freed up for, you know, one of his mid-range shots, which he is, I'll tell you what, like as a guy that loves to see mid-range being put up, he is certainly a great mid-range shooter, but he does stuff and he gets away with his off arm or just creating the contact. I'm like, he's creating the contact. What do you want that defender to do when he's just trying to play him straight up and he's having the contact initiated by the offensive player? When that happens, pardon me, it's supposed to be an offensive foul and it's not being called. And SGA is not the only one that does that. And it is frustrating to watch and to see these defenders like Nembhard. Nembhard has played some serious defense on SGA this whole series. He's tried to lock him down. Neesmith is another one that has played great defense. But SGA, you know, look, he's the MVP. He's going to get those kind of 50-50 calls. But it is frustrating to see the refs just literally take the defensive, the defensive scheming, the defensive type play away from the Indiana Pacers when they're trying to D up SGA or Chet Holmgren or, you know, whoever else, J-Dub, you know, and watching Halliburton, watching anybody else on Indiana when they go to the rim or do similar things to SGA, not get the call. It's like, what are you guys looking at? What are you guys scared of something or what could it be? But when that offensive player initiates the contact, that should be an offensive foul 9 out of 10 times, and it's not being called. And I do think in the off season there's going to be some discussion about how that kind of play is going to be refereed, because I'm sure there are plenty of coaches around the league that are frustrated with that as well.
It goes back to what you said a little while ago, and we don't want to go that route, but it does make you scratch your head, and it makes you wonder what is the narrative that the NBA is trying to push right now, and they're trying. I mean, look, man, this is the narrative that I'm seeing, okay? Whether it is or it isn't, but this is the narrative that I'm seeing. They want the Oklahoma City Thunder to win because they're a young team and they've done this the right way. Like I'll give them credit, man, okay? Got to give credit where credit is due. Both of these teams have done it the right way. They didn't go out and try to form a big three. Like, they did it organically, both of these teams.
Right.
And they're not above the salary cap, and they're not in the luxury tax, you know? Like, so I give both of these teams a lot of kudos for how they went about getting to where they're at. But I do believe, in my heart of all hearts, that the NBA wants a certain thing to happen. And it's up to the Indiana Pacers to not let that happen. Because it would be such a great story to be talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder, and then like maybe for how many years can this team be great, right? Like, I mean, again, that's the way that people like to think in the world when they have a team that could be special. Well, let's create every opportunity for them to be special, and I think that ultimately, when you really think about this. I don't think there's a big separation between these two teams. I really don't. You know, I've heard people tell me, oh, well, I really think Oklahoma City is the better overall team. I mean, at the end of the day, it's 2-2, okay? And we're going right to at least six games. So there really isn't a lot of separation. To me, the separation is it going to be the players deciding what happens, or is it going to be the officials deciding what's going to happen? And you know, and I know, and everybody knows, the way that we would like it to be decided is by the players. So I think that what we have to see in games 5 and 6, because those are the games that we're guaranteed. We don't know if we're going to get 7 games. I think we're going to, but I think that the next 2-3 games, whatever it is, let the damn players decide the outcome. Put the whistles away. Don't make calls at the end of the game where you're making a call on an inbound play and the ball hasn't gotten in yet. The grabbing and the touching that's going on right there is the same grabbing and touching that was going on from the first quarter. So don't have right. Subjective calls. Don't change the way that you've been officiating a game for 3 quarters in the fourth quarter. That's all I'm saying. I'm relatively okay with the way that things have been officiated. Do I think that Oklahoma City is getting the benefit of the doubt? Yes. But do I also think that the Indiana Pacers are battling and they really don't care? Absolutely, Mike. Abso-frickin-lutely. Yeah. So we can talk about it, but at the end of the day, they go out there and they just play, and they try to forget about all of the stuff that's happened before. Each game is its own chapter. All right, we'll take a break. Speaking of chapters, we got to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can get us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, man. So just to kind of put a wrap on the NBA Finals, and then me and you can move on and just kind of go around a few things in the last 15 minutes or so. Game 5, I do believe that will decide this series. Whoever wins Game 5 is winning the series. OKC has done something really impressive throughout the playoffs and throughout the whole season, Mike. They haven't lost two games in a row.
Right.
More than twice. So the opportunity happened the other day. It went by them, right? So now with three games left and this thing knotted up 2-2, Indiana, in my humble opinion, the only way they are going to win this is if they can win two in a row. They got to somehow figure out a way to steal game five, which is going to be incredibly difficult. And then they got to go back home and not give up another loss at home. That's the way they got to get it done. If they don't win game five, then obviously you absolutely have to win game six, right? But then you go back one more time to Oklahoma City. And, you know, I said to you the other day, or I don't remember if it was the other day or if it was last week, to you and both John, that at a certain point in a series, the home court, home court or home ice, whatever it is, okay, whatever the different arena, it should come into play at some point. So Edmonton blew their chance, right, on Saturday night, to have that opportunity. I don't think Oklahoma City's gonna do the same thing, Mike. I really don't. I think they go home. I think they're so inspired in front of their home crowd that they play an absolutely fantastic game. But I also think that they could go back to Indiana, you know, with that feeling of like, hey, if we don't get it done, we do have game seven at home to fall back on, right? So I think that in this situation, that home court, it really might be the difference in this series now that we're at where we're at, because Indiana had the opportunity to go 3-1 up and then have the ball in their court. The ball's in Oklahoma City's court right now, man. And if I was a gambling man at this point in time, I would think that home court advantage comes into play. And I think Oklahoma City winds up winning this in seven games. Because I ultimately thought the way that Indiana could win was to get it done in six. So I feel like they've blown their shot. But again, stranger things have happened. They have to win two games in a row. They've got to go to Oklahoma City and win, and then they got to go back to Indiana and get it done. If it doesn't happen that way, Mike, Oklahoma City wins in seven. That's my humble opinion.
Right. I'm right there with you, buddy. I think Indiana blew a, you know, had it. God, they had it right in front of them to go up 3-1 and really kind of take control of the series. And, you know, based on what we were talking about last segment, it was kind of, you know, a little bit taken away from them. But at the same time, look, Indiana has to find a way. And if that means, you know, look, they got to make some free throws. Because in every game, man, it seems like almost like in every game, they go, there's a series of free throws they get and they miss.
Yeah.
And they miss five or six in a row. They can increase the lead or they can cut the lead to something a little bit more manageable, and they don't. So I think, you know, I'm with you. I think Oklahoma City on Monday night will be one of those electric arenas, you know, this kind of time in a playoff series. I think Oklahoma City gets it done. And then, you know, you go back to Indiana, and Indiana's going to absolutely just play with their hair on fire. Indiana, to me, is just going to have to play with their hair on fire the rest of the series. Because like you, I think they kind of blew their shot in terms of really, really getting control of this NBA Finals. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be fun. And look, I've enjoyed this NBA Finals, regardless of what, you know, a lot of these people out there, these casual fans, it's boring, it's this, it's that, it's not, you know, we don't have New York in there or LA or, you know, Miami or Boston or anything like that. It's good basketball between two very good basketball teams. And for people to kind of dismiss it, just shows me that they don't know ball.
No, I'm absolutely right there with you, bro. This has been a highly competitive NBA Finals, and the defense has been at a very high level. You know, every one of these games so far has gone under the total, I believe, for whatever they've had. And it's been one of those weird series where, you know, guys are hitting shots and they can, like the first half of a couple games, you know, they've scored a ton of points, but then something happens. And in the fourth quarter, you know, they really lock down. You know, game three, the Pacers looked, they were flying all over the place, and they were defending so well. And game four was similar for both these teams. I think we're seeing two very good basketball teams, like you said, playing an extremely high level on both offense and defense. You know, it has been a little bit of a treat in that sense, because we've watched so many series where, you know, guys are just letting people go right by them. That's not happening in this series. And I did notice the last game, it was a little bit more chippy than it's been. And I expect it to continue to get that way. And we haven't mentioned this, and then I do want to talk to you about a couple other things. Alex Caruso might be the unsung hero for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Yep. This guy gives him a hell of a punch off the bench. His offensive skills are much better than I thought they were. And then his ability to defend 1 through 5, it's insane, okay? So he might actually be their unsung hero. You know, it's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP, that gets all the shine. He gets all the props and all that. And, you know, Jalen Williams gets a little bit of that love too. And then Chet obviously gets it. But Alex Caruso, man, like I can't say enough about how steady that guy has been and how good he's been for them throughout the whole postseason. So maybe the unsung hero is him. I want to just do a little bit of NFL with you before we get out of here. And last week we kind of like teased at it a little bit. We didn't really get into it. Aaron Rodgers is now a Steeler. And I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly how you feel about it, but ultimately, like, he's probably better than the options that you had. So with that being said, it in that sense, it's okay. But here's what I'm my question is does this wind up stunting the growth of the Pittsburgh Steelers and what they're ultimately trying to do in the next 3 to 5 years? Because we know that, like, dude, the guy's 41 freaking years old, okay? And we know he wants to be Tom Brady, but he's not. And ultimately, he brings a lot of baggage with him. How do you see this really working out for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Is it a good one-year romance, or is it a shaky one-year romance?
God, that is the million-dollar. That is the million-dollar question, because what I see out of Aaron is what you just said. I've had to kind of wrap this around my son's head, because he's just like, yeah, he did not want this at all. But I think I've slowly kind of said, look at your options that you've had the past couple of years, even since Ben left. I would say Rodgers is a better option than Russell Wilson. He's certainly a better option than Mason Rudolph. I'm not a Rudolph fan at all. I think, you know, he's made a good career for himself being a backup, made some good money, all that kind of stuff. But I'm not sitting there when Rudolph is under center going, oh yeah, this is the guy that's going to lead us to the promised land. Like, no. Before they got Rodgers, they drafted the kid out of Ohio State as a rookie, big, 6'5", 240-pound quarterback. And I'm like, start that guy. Just throw him to the wolves a little bit and get him out there, because he's a smart quarterback. He has a good arm. He's very cerebral in terms of picking up offense and stuff. And I'll tell you what, like, he's the rookie, you know, they've been going through OTAs, and I kind of keep track of, you know, press conferences and stuff that they have, and he's already been complimenting Aaron Rodgers in terms of helping with footwork, helping him, you know, hey, look at this play this way instead of the way you have been, and that Aaron's been real helpful, which is kind of a shock to me, because Aaron doesn't seem or has been that guy that's going to pass on knowledge to the younger guy. Like, I don't, he's never really appeared to me to be that guy, but evidently he's doing it with this rookie quarterback that they got. I think in terms of big picture this year, I think this could be Tomlin's first losing season, or it's like another 9-8, 10-7, out in the first round, possibly, or don't even make the playoffs, possibly, type of season again. And I just wonder what, just how patient the fans are going to be. And being having gone to Pittsburgh twice for a couple of games, and what they expect, and listen to some talk radio out there a little bit, they're a demanding franchise, and they're a demanding fan base, which that's the way it should be. Like, Packer fans are demanding. The organization's demanding. Like, they don't, this is not something where they're going to tank a season just to get a good draft pick. Like, I think it's going to be kind of more the same.
Look, man, Will Howard is the kid from Ohio State that you were thinking of.
Will Howard,
just didn't mention his name. And by the way, in a weird way, this could be a blessing in disguise for him to sit 1 year and watch Aaron Rodgers do it, where he doesn't have to go in and be the guy right away. So it just depends on how you want to develop that guy in a different matter of speaking. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll do what we do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time here today on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Look, real quick, before we get out of here, a couple of different ways that y'all can get at us. Obviously, on the X thing, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. We do parting shots at this time, people. Mike, you're up, my friend.
Hey, look, everybody knows I'm an Oregon State alumni, fan, all that kind of stuff, Beaver believer, the whole thing. Beavs are in the College World Series. They are playing today at 4 p.m., taking on Coastal Carolina. Gavin Turley, a Chandler kid. They got a Peoria kid on the team, a Glendale kid on the team. There's a lot of local Valley of the Sun kids on that team. They got a freshman pitcher who's just dealing right now. Go Beavs and go get that. Go get another national championship, fellas. Go get it, man.
Yeah, that'll make Mike Wilson very proud. Look, my parting shot, a couple of them. First and foremost, we've had an amazing NBA and NHL postseason. The playoffs have been absolutely freaking awesome. crazy games, crazy outcomes, big swings, just everything that we could have ever hoped for, wished for, imagined when you're seeing the best of the best go at it. So thank you to the NHL. Thank you to the NBA for putting on such a great show. And you know what? Thank you to the PGA Golf Tour for having this event happening this weekend on this unbelievably challenging and difficult golf course. Enjoy this Sunday with friends and family. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace, everybody. Have a great Father's Day Sunday, and we'll talk to everybody next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.